Okay, folks, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Will everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America,
to the Republic for which,
it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Justice for all.
Amen.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 1st, 2021 Cheshire Heights Borough Council meeting. First item up on the agenda is roll call. Tonight we have present Borough Solicitor Jerry Montella, Mayor Fred Wood, Borough Engineer Matt Hootman, Councilpersons Natalie Anderson, Dave Ferksker, Laura Lim, Susan Clark, Jean Marie Ellis, myself. Not present as of right now, it's Councilperson Bob Adams. Next up on the agenda, we will jump out of order here just a bit. We have Trooper Tobin with us again tonight. She's here to fill us in on the police activity in and around our borough. Trooper Tobin, thank you again for coming to the meeting tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Baum. Thank you for having me. And as always, thank you, the council. I haven't seen you guys since last year, so it's nice to be here and see everyone again. So as you guys know, our reporting has changed for how we share information with the townships and boroughs that we cover. So if there's anything that you guys wish that you wanna see, hear about, concerns, you could always email me and I could add to the list of things that we share. But we just kind of make it a little bit easier to understand because the fire form that we used to use, it wasn't very, like with our police jargon and stuff, wasn't very easy to understand sometimes from what I heard. So nonetheless, the first number that I'm going to share with everyone regarding for the traffic related incidents are going to be the incidents that happened in the borough in February of last year. The second number I'm going to state would be the incidents that happened in the borough this year. So in February, first number of 2020, our crashes, we had 4 last year and 3 this year. So that went down 25%. That's always a good thing when you see a decrease in crashes. DUI arrests, there were no DUI arrests for last year or this year to note. Traffic stops, there was 22 in 2020. And in 2021, we had 7. That was a decrease of 68%. Burglaries were 0, pleasure. Criminal mischiefs, we had 1 last year, none this year. Thefts, we had 0 last year, 1 this year. Retail thefts, 0 across the board. And we did have 1 theft, forward, fraud, recase, and 0 last year to report. So the noteworthy incidents for the month that we are now going to start sharing with everyone is on February 19th of this year, we had a victim from Chester Heights Borough walk into our state police station and report that he had purchased a $96,000 piece of machinery. The company, the representative is from a company was called Westlake Plastics. Somehow, unfortunately, his email was hacked. The banking information for the victim was intercepted and the money was subsequently withdrawn from his account. So we're currently trying to follow up any investigative leads for that, and it's still under investigation as we speak. When we talk about domestic security checks for the townships and boroughs that we cover, always do places of worship, schools, shopping centers, things of that nature. We did 3 for the borough. And then also what we like to be able to share with everyone too is communicator information. So I did have some requests that I like to share with everyone in regards to right to know requests. So basically those right to knows are information that the public can access for police related incidents. Where you could access them is our website. I did share that with Gina this evening. So I'm sure she could, you know, send that out to anybody who needs to get further information on that. There is a specific way that you have to follow and a specific form that needs to be filled out, just like anything else in the world. So the instructions will be there for that. And then I also did share this with the borough as well. If Gina, if you could kindly share this information up on the borough website. It has to do with our 10 most wanted suspects that we are currently in the hunt for now. We are proud to say that in Middletown Township, we did have a home invasion robbery occur, and we were able to successfully find that suspect in Chester City. So that was big hats off to the public for that, because the only reason we were able to solve that, we were following other leads, but it was a tip that we received. So it was wonderful. So this does work. And then also with the information to report, see something, say something app, drug trafficking tip line, Megan's Law tip line, underage drinking, liquor enforcement crimes, and PA Crime Stoppers, that list of information I provided as well. So if anybody has any questions related to that. And then I would just like to kindly open up the floor, and if anybody has any questions.
Are there any questions for Trooper Tobin at this time?
Hi, this is Councilwoman Lim. I had a quick question. In regards to that individual who is a victim of that Westlake's, like $90-some thousand, yeah. What is your advice to us in the community to prevent that from happening to us?
So that's a great question. So I teach that. So if anybody's interested in, you know, obtaining a presentation in personal safety trainings, I'd be more than happy to come out. I am permitted to do in-person trainings and presentations as well as virtual. But, you know, just for today's purposes, for your question, Ms. Lim, I mean, a lot of the stuff kind of stems from being able to pick out certain criteria in emails. It'll be like a lot of misspellings. There'll be, you know, demands, like we have to send it now. There'll be text message confirmations. So, honestly, there's really a good way to be able to call your vendor in this specific situation, especially a large transaction such as that. You always want to make sure that you have the proper information of who you're speaking with, routing numbers, confirm everything, even in person, or like a good address to be able to send these things to. Never, ever just leave your information in a mailbox. Because just like we've had a slew of thefts occur where people, like 'tis the season during the holidays, go to each person's mailbox and take bills and what's labeled on bills, but your birthday, your personal information, checks if you're paying a bill. So it's very, very simple. It's not rocket science, unfortunately. And this is what these people do. But hopefully I answered a little bit, but there's so much more to that. So if anybody is interested, please email me, call me. I'm more than happy to set something up with a group of people if you're interested.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any further questions for Trooper Tobin? Okay. Trooper, thank you again. We appreciate your time.
Just one from me, Drew.
Okay, Rich.
If I could, should you report these kind of things when you've been hacked?
Yes, absolutely. That is theft, fraud, and forgery case. That meets that criteria. So sometimes, unfortunately, if it deals with wire transfers, full disclosure, just for everyone here, they are difficult to investigate because it's very hard to be able to find that source. But if it's still report it. Emails, bank compromised, like your banking account, anything, please call us, because there's a lot of identity theft cases. We do have a lot of solvability factors in that. And sometimes it's a lot more closer to home than you think. So please just give us a call.
Well, I was hacked about 2 months ago and still trying to resolve it. So I guess I will make contact with you.
And it's also good for example, if it's a incidents regarding a bank account, most bank accounts require you, or I should say banking institutions, sorry, will require you to get a police report just to know that on your end, it's not something that you're trying to pull over one on the actual facility, right? So they'll actually require that incident number and to know that there is an actual open police investigation associated with it. So, if you want, you could always email me as well and just get all the information and we'll handle that for you.
All right.
Okay, any further questions for Trooper Tobin? Okay, Trooper, thank you again. Look forward to seeing you next time we see you.
thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Susan. Take care.
Night.
Okay, next up on the agenda, we have the opportunity for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record.
Okay, Greg, do you have anything for council at this time? No. Tony?
No, not at this time, thanks.
Debbie Miller, do you have anything for council at this time?
I'm the library rep, and I just wanted to thank the council for electing me to this position. I attended 6 workshops already and went to my first meeting on last week. So currently they're doing pickups. People are putting in and they do pickup from the library right now. Okay. I forgot. My name is Debbie Miller, 1730 Walnut Hill Boulevard, Media, PA.
Thank you, Deb.
Sorry.
All right. Ron, you have anything?
No, I don't have anything. Thanks.
You have anything more, Debbie? Or
is this where you want me to report? I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, there's a place further on in council where you can do libraries and school districts. So.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's
so.
Quite all right. That's
quite okay. That was perfect.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Nancy Server. Nothing. Okay. Dave Cleary. You're on mute. You have anything for public comment on Fire Council?
No, I got a little joke for Trooper Tobin, but you already left. Nothing for the council.
Trooper Tobin's still here.
We missed you a week ago. We had a pail of water with your name on it.
I'm sure you did, Mr. Cleary. I apologize. I wasn't able to make it. But like I said, keep in mind for next time. You know I'm down.
Michael had fun. He was sitting up in a tower, standing up in a tower with 2 of the firemen and broke some water balloons on people. It was a pretty cool
experience. Well, I'm waiting for pictures whenever you send them.
Oh, you got Instagram?
I do not. I apologize. So via email.
Okay. I just learned last week how to use Instagram because of this.
Nice.
That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Sam Iannucci, you have anything?
No, not at this time.
Okay, Marta.
Marta Driscoll, 458 Lanai Road. I just wanted to mention, because Trooper Tobin had mentioned it, I did also have a breach, a hack, where somebody went in through our Xbox and used themselves a computer and then sent it to an address in Philadelphia. And the state troopers, we did report it. They've been following up on it. I actually got a call a year later saying that this was still something they were looking into because it had been part of a much larger hack. So I just wanted to say thank you because it was amazing to actually get a call a year later to say that this was, people were still following up on it. And you know, it was purchased through a credit card, so we ended up getting our money back, but it was interesting that there was such a large investigation into something that I thought really normally I wouldn't have reported to the police. So just a point.
Thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. So hopefully that goes for everybody who has been a victim at some point to make sure that you share that information with us, because most of the time, more often than not, we could locate them.
Okay. Anne, do you have anything?
No, thanks.
Okay, JB Hatch?
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Okay, Drew, that's all the people I have at this time.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have the approval of the minutes of the February 1st regular council meeting and the February 22nd work session. Let's start off with the February 1st council meeting. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns?
I don't see where Darlene sent out the corrected ones. Did I miss something?
Do we have Darlene with us? We do. Susan, if you send in revisions, obviously they would be included. I have not seen that revised.
Yeah, I guess, is Darlene Darlene's on the call, isn't she? I thought she was.
She is.
She's on mute. I mean, I just want to make sure my revisions got in there, especially the one about the medical marijuana. That was a February 1st, so maybe we should just bring it up at the end of the meeting, see if we have an answer, but we could move on to the February 22nd.
Okay, let's do that. Let's move forward to the February 22nd work session meeting minutes. Are any questions, comments, or concerns with those? Okay, with no questions, do I have a motion to approve the February 22nd work session meeting minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Susan, do you want to wait till the end of the meeting, or does Darlene?
Yeah, let's see if Darlene comes back to us, because I don't see an email. Did anybody else see the revisions today?
I haven't seen the revisions come through, but I also saw an email from Sue Timmons saying that there were some email issues as well. So.
True. Okay, well, I just want to make sure it got fixed. That's all.
We will push that to the very end of the meeting. And moving forward, we have the treasurer's report for February. That report has receipts totaling $33,994.41 and expenditures totaling $116,999.51. Do we have any questions or concerns about any of those items on the treasurer's report? Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry.
Just saying, lots of snow.
Yes.
Yeah. You said 33,994.41, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the February 2021 Treasurer's Report?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Moving forward, we have item number 6 on the agenda, correspondence.
Thank you, Mr. President. After our meeting on February 1st, the gentleman from the Chester Heights camp meeting, Gary Kerner, he wrote us an email with an update. I think he was trying to get off of Zoom and was not able to get off of mute. So we have a nice update on what's going on with the sewer system there. And he's on site almost every day. And at the end of his email, he said, thank you very much. And anybody who wants to come by and take a look and see the updates to the camp meeting, that we are welcome to do so. We have communications from the Race for Peace. We have a communication from the CRC stream cleanup, which we do participate in every year, both as a borough, as we pay to participate to help the stream get cleaned. And then also there's a group off of Willits Way that physically participates. We also received an email from the Delco Heritage Commission. Anne, if you want to speak more on this, you can. They are accepting nominees for their preservation award. So if any of us know anyone who has, hold on, I can actually pull it up. The recent preservation project, special event related to history, someone who has gone above and beyond to promote history, and they need our help in recognizing those who preserve Delaware County's heritage. So for more information, you can go to the Delaware County Heritage Commission, or you can contact Ann Cyril for your nominees for that. And then we received a communication today that there is a culvert on Wawa Road that is damaged, and residents feel it needs to be repaired. So I guess we'll talk about that with Matt. And that's it. If there was any snail mail, that would be Sue Timmons or Darlene Curtin can communicate that. I'm finished. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, moving forward. Anne, was there something that you wanted to add?
Sorry. No, Gina covered it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving forward, we have item number 7, inspector's report. Rich, do you have anything for us tonight? The building or zoning?
Over the last 2 months, there's only been 4 permits issued in the new year. So not a whole lot going on right at the moment, except things finishing up.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Moving forward, we have Fire Marshal Mr. Mike Scioco?
Drew, yes. I just want to tell, hey, Rich, we're not going to talk about Chapter 61 tonight, so you're welcome to sign off now if you need to. I know you okay. get up.
How right. about Thanks. The townhouse project?
I don't think that's, you mean Rose Hill?
Powell.
That's not on the agenda tonight.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Is there any reason why the building code issue is being delayed?
Because we're working on a medical marijuana. We probably need to talk to you about that. Locations of medical marijuana dispensaries and grower processors.
Yeah, I think you put it out along Route 1, you know, in your little business section there.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it at the work session. So if you could come that night, that would be a big help.
Well, I mean, that's my thought on that one. And on the building code issue, the board just needs to decide whether they want to keep the section of the ordinance for historical purposes or delete it. It's okay. that simple.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Very good.
Thank you, Rich. Anything else? I think that's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yep.
Good night.
Okay. Mr. Scioco, if you would.
Excuse me. There were four incidents last month, routine. The Rose Hill development has been assigned Aston mailing addresses, in case anyone is interested. They wanted mail delivery. They insisted on it. And so the only way they could get it would be having an Aston mailing address. There was a little snafu with the 911 call center on, I believe it was Friday night. They couldn't locate Miller Run. And the 911 call center updated their CAD program. And when they updated the CAD program, they dropped Miller Run off of the site for some reason. And everything's back to normal now. Sammy Iannucci contacted me. There was a person on Miller Run that actually saw a fire. Which was occurring on Station Road. It's hard to put your grasp around that. But they're right beside it through the trees. She thought a house was on fire, and she called. But I contacted the 911 call center, and after a few emails and re-emailing them, Miller Run addresses and the location and where all the houses sit. I was assured today that it was on the CAD system, and I let Sammy Iannucci know that. So that's it.
Mike, are we speaking of Miller Way?
Yeah, Miller Way.
Okay, very good.
I'm glad you
Mike,
asked
thank
that
you. Any questions for Mike?
Thank you for asking that, because I thought it was Miller Way too.
Okay, yeah, Mike, thank you.
It's had several names. Okay.
Have a good night. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have Roadmaster, Emergency Management Coordinator.
Basically, I'm waiting for the weather to warm up. These thaws and refreezes are killing us with the salting. You know, other than that, the PA1 calls I've cleared with only one answer, you know, one request to Matt, which he answered back to me. Regarding the air blow-offs on Matson Road with the Chester Water Authority water line that they're going to be doing work on there. So other than that, routine matters.
Great. Larry, have we gotten back the traffic signal maintenance contract from Higgins?
We did, and it's $680 a year for 3 years.
Okay. Is that something we have to approve with a motion?
That would be good to approve, yes. But I didn't know whether Dave was going to do it as a council person under you know, roads or it's, but it's $680 a year for the next 3 years.
Okay. Dave, I'll let you speak to that maybe when we come to your committee report. Does that sound okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Larry, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have item number 8, solicitor's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item would be the ratification of the
Blossom Hill final escrow release. You'll recall that alternate engineer Sioko presented the 240 Wawa Road Blossom Hill release. It was in the amount of $515,939. Which was approved by unanimous motion at the last work session on February 22nd, 2021. So I'd ask that council consider the ratification of the adoption of that motion to approve the final escrow release for 240 Wawa Road, Blossom Hill, in the amount of $515,939.
I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
The next item would be the ratification of the resolution for Engineers Week. It was presented by Councilwoman Clark at the work session meeting, and it was Resolution 0221A. Whereas the week of February 21st through the week or through the 27th of this week or of 2021 would be observed as a National Engineers Week with the theme Imagining Tomorrow. At that time, Councilwoman Clark did indicate and acknowledge the timely and exceptional professional engineering services provided by the borough engineer Matt Hoopman, PE, and alternate borough engineer Mysioko PE. And I would ask that council ratify the adoption of the resolution 0221A for the National Engineers Week, February 21st through the 27th of this year.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
The other matter, just as an FYI, I did follow up with council's authorization to allow me to solicit a proposal for the Verizon franchise contract. Right now, Marianne Furlong, the manager for Chatsworth Township, has reached out to that law firm, and apparently there are four municipalities, including Chester Heights. It would be Aston, Marcus Hook, Chatsworth, and our borough, which are in the process of negotiating a Verizon franchise agreement by the end of this year. And Mary Ann has asked the Cohen Law Group to provide a proposal for all of us or for all the municipalities going forward. So I'm waiting to hear back from Chatsworth and the Cohen Law Group with regard to what that proposal would be as it relates to the borough of Chester Heights.
Okay, Jerry, thank you. Anything else?
Again, an FYI, there was a 27 tax assessment appeals related to properties within the borough, which were filed before the Court of Common Pleas of Delaware County. I had discussed, I guess, the stormwater culvert issue with Matt today, as well as the proposed borough ordinance related to the medical marijuana dispensary. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, Jerry, thank you. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have item number 10, Mayor's Report. Mayor Wood.
The mayor has no report at this time, but I will report other things at the other committees I'm on.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, we have item number 11, committee reports. First up, we have school district, education, library. Susan?
I see Mary Kay Bernie on the line and also Greg Chestnut.
Susan, may I stop you for 1 second?
Yes.
I think I jumped over Matt's section, engineer's report. I apologize. Back up. Sorry, Matt.
No problem. I was going to get off scot-free this evening. A few things to report on. As Jerry mentioned, and was mentioned by Gina also, we're starting to get a rush of issues concerning storm sewers and culverts on state highways. As Borough Council recalls, there was a rather dangerous sinkhole that appeared on Valley Brook Road in front of Madison Apartments. The borough expended some time to determine what the issue was, and then we handed the problem back over to the owners of the apartment buildings. We got a email from the new owner of the former Ennis property, Ennis gas station, with a little sinkhole on the lot side of the curb, not the roadside. And more recently, a correspondence concerning the culvert on Wawa Road. All of those roads are state highways. Typically, the borough would be looking for the state to make those repairs. But as we discussed a month or two ago, the state found some old law and they're starting to enact it, where boroughs are responsible for the maintenance of subsurface drainage piping. I had a discussion with Jerry today, trying to brainstorm, you know, what we can do to fight that. For instance, going down the hill at Route 1 in the borough, you have hundreds of feet of storm sewer, very costly to replace. I mean, that is not the type of effort I think the borough wants to get involved with to maintain storm sewers on state highways. So call in and talk to a state rep, or maybe reach out to the Association of Boroughs to see if other boroughs have been experiencing the same issues. But if this is going to become more and more prevalent, I think we need to get a better handle on exactly what our responsibilities are.
And just to follow up with Matt's discussion, what the PennDOT pointed to when this came up back in December was their maintenance manual, which was published in October of 2012. And there's a specific chapter in that manual which deals with responsibilities of municipalities and the repair of their stormwater facilities. I have to do, based upon that manual, took a look, a look at it in December when Matt and I initially spoke about it, so that we could prepare something for Madison. So I have to do a little bit more research, frankly, with regard to the case law that may be out there in relation to what boroughs and what municipalities' responsibilities are. But it's certainly, I would ask council to authorize me to look at it a little more deeply with regard to, you know, determining whether what the legal ramifications are with PennDOT's position versus the borough's position.
Thank you, Jerry. Matt, I think we, is there any questions for Matt on this topic before I ask Matt about another item? Okay, Matt, there was two questions that Laura Lim had spoken about this week in regards to the park. One is the walking trail and whatever kind of agreement that we need with the developer as far as what we're expanding, and also the topo map for the park playground area.
Yes. I spoke with Councilwoman Lim just last week. We had a quick meeting at the park. I did reach out to Steve Conrad. He's ready to do the work on the trail as soon as weather allows this spring. Certainly right now is not to do the job. Maybe beginning of April, mid-April would be an appropriate time when things dry out a little bit. And he certainly is willing to extend the amount of trail to install past what was on the approved plan. So that's good news. We didn't lock down the exact length, but you know, hopefully we'll get as much as we can in terms of additional length of walkway as it goes into the woods. In terms of the equipment, the new equipment for the park, I did coordinate with the equipment provider, I guess right up to about a week ago. I finally got a layout from him with for the new apparatus, and we're working on just setting some grades for access to the equipment and grades within the equipment pads also. So that's well underway. That should be wrapped up in another 2 or 3 days. And lastly, we were investigating how maybe to bring some power to the park also. So I'm going to do a little coordinating just to see what it would entail. Maybe talk to Higgins about getting, again, power to the park.
Matt, one question. It's my understanding that there's two water crossings that we will have to deal with for a walking trail.
Yes.
Would you have the lengths of each of those, and should we start looking into possible bridge options, if you will?
Yeah, not too early to do that. I could guess at the crossings. I know one's probably the first one you go probably is in the order of 12 feet, and the second one might be 20 feet plus or minus, but I can have better information for Borough Council on that.
Is there a need for railings, Matt, on any of these?
I think yes. I would suggest so, yes, just for safety.
So we're 30 inches or more, or you're saying even if we're not quite 30 inches, just for a safety aspect?
Well, I think the second one, you would be over 30. The first one, you'd be under. So maybe, depending, I guess, on what kind of crossing we put there, maybe you don't need railings on the first. But that, I believe the second one you would.
Okay. Any questions for Matt, from any council members? Okay, Matt, thank you.
Yeah, and I guess I've gotten calls again about that tract of ground right there where Valley Brook crosses over to Chester Creek. That we've seen that from the time to time. The people were in wanting to be able to put townhouses there, as you recall. They may be asking to appear before the borough again, so the borough council might see that come up just as a informal discussion. And I guess I'm getting a lot of questions from the engineer who's preparing the plans for the car wash at the Ennis property. So I would think that the borough will probably see that application come in sooner than later.
Okay, that's Matt, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving forward, Susan, I apologize for cutting you off. School district, education, library.
Yeah, so we have, hang on a second. We have Mary Kay Burney, Greg Chestnut, and Debbie Miller here. So I will let Mary Kay lead off and Greg about the school board.
Okay. I'll start off. Greg, feel free to add anything. We started our phased reopening today, March 1st. And we started with special ed. What we'll do is we'll have the first and second grade, March 8th, third and fifth, March 15th, and then we'll have our secondary students either late March or early April. It is a phased opening. We will keep Friday as a virtual day, and we will no longer have the hybrid. So we'll either have to be in 4 days or decide to go with virtual. We're excited about this. The parents, students, everyone's excited about this. And we really have to give a lot of credit to Dr. Bertrand and his team because they did a lot of work to try to make this happen. So we also have a new board member who we welcomed last week by the name of Vinny Druva, who happens to be a Garnet Valley grad, and he is replacing Rich Jones. Thank you.
Greg, did you have anything to add?
No, nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay. And then Debbie, you spoke earlier, but did you have anything else that you wanted to tell us about the library?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. That's it.
Okay.
Debbie, I want to thank you for volunteering to assist the borough with the library. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving forward, we have Finance Insurance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a couple things going on here. First of all, did everybody get a copy of the insurance proposals? I know there's been some email issues, and I just saw that today. So I haven't had a chance to look at it, but it's summarized here in the minute or the agenda. It's basically $809. Increase over last year. I understand it right. Sue, correct me if I'm wrong. The insurance runs out this month in March at some point.
Yes, it is time sensitive. The
it expires March 3rd. So we're asking for an approval.
So I would ask an approval. It's going to be $15,963, which is, like I said earlier, a minute ago, it's $809 over last year. So that is an item that we need to discuss, and I need a motion on.
I'll make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
The floor is open for discussion.
Yeah, I just wanted to pop in here. I spoke to the insurance point of contact, Ms. Connie, in regard to the playground equipment. So one of the things that we talked about is I just gave her a heads up about the cost of it and the fee. And she, obviously, once we get the bridges installed and the playground equipment installed, we'll come back to this. And we may have an amendment by the end of the summer to add the new expense for the new playground equipment and the two bridges. I just wanted to put that out there so everybody can prepare for that in about 4 or 5 months.
Okay, the floor is open still for discussion.
Yeah, that's a 5% increase, if I did the math correctly. Did they give any reason for the increase? Did we kind of negotiate it at all?
I haven't had a chance to talk to anyone. I just saw that myself.
I mean, it's only 2 days, so.
Yeah, well, I know, but we just got it today.
Oh, you did? Okay.
In fact, I just got it an hour before the meeting, so. Haven't really had a chance to talk to anybody yet.
Fred, do we know what our increase or decrease was from 2019 to 2020 in our policy totals?
Yeah, I just described it to you, but it went from, in 2020, it was $15,154, and it's now $15,963.
No, Fred, I mean from 2019 to 2020, just as a comparison.
I don't have that information.
Okay.
Seems like it's gone up a lot over the years. Like I remember 4 years ago, it was like $9,000 and now it's 15, 16.
I do remember last year when we introduced this, I do remember cyber was new or it was a greatly increased last year. I remember that was new for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is general liability and workers' comp.
Isn't that what it is every year or not?
Yes.
Yeah, but the workers' comp has gone down $56, but everything else, cyber coverage and the general liability went up dramatically.
Was last year the first year that we had cyber coverage?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't answer that, Sue. Can you?
Yes.
So, Susan, to your question, the cyber coverage is now $1,142.
Yeah, I just think it might be worth a phone call tomorrow. It seems like a pretty big increase, 5%. Nothing's going up 5% these days.
Is that information that you're able to pull, Sue? Just look at like 2017, 18, 19, 20 and see what the general and workers' comp numbers were?
It absolutely is. I can do it right now. I mean, get back to you in a couple minutes.
Okay. How about we jump ahead to our next committee report and we can circle back?
Yeah, let's circle back to it during new business. How about that?
Okay, very good. Moving forward on the agenda, we have up next fire company finance.
Was there anything that you had, Sam? What I know is that we are releasing funds for, I believe the total was $8,500 in March. Is that correct, Sue? I know you're working on the insurance stuff, but we'll be releasing $8,500 to the fire company in March. Thank you, Sue. And then I know we had spoken last time about the event in Westchester. That event date is 3/20 for the live burn. So, as Mr. Iannucci had said, any council member that's interested in attending and putting on a firefighter's outfit and feeling the flames and feeling the heat and understanding what it's like to live the life of a firefighter, that event is 3/20. Just let Sam know if you're planning on attending, and he'll get that information for you. He had also sent me a note that just listed a couple more activities for March, including a meeting and maintenance night on March 4th, bloodborne pathogens, I'm assuming training on March 11th, hose advancing training on the 18th, the live burn on the 20th, and an ice rescue training on March 25th. So fire company is staying busy.
Sam, is there anything you would like to add?
I'll be sending over our year-end financial reports to, I guess, the finance committee or to the fire committee. Also, I'm not sure who's coordinating the audit that was approved by the borough last year, but all our records are done. So I think if they or whoever you hired to do the audit was ready to do the audit, we would have all the information that they would need to be available for that.
Sam, this is Laura. Thank you for that. I do know that we had spoken to them, and they're going to try and reach out to you, I believe, early April. Is that correct, Sue?
Yes.
So thank you for having that prepared, but I believe that they're going to reach out to you early April.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, thank you. Moving forward, we have nominating vacancy committee. Dave, staying with you.
We do have a position to fill for the alternate solicitor. We've received two resumes. We're going to be continuing to accept resumes, disperse those to council sometime in the next week or two here, and then we'll make a motion to ask for a nomination at the March work session.
Thank you, Dave.
Are we going to have interviews?
I would imagine that the interviews would take place at the March work session as well.
Okay.
Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have communications, public relations.
Thank you, Mr. President. My only update is that I want to thank everybody for submitting their committee reports for the newsletter. This will be a very collaborative newsletter coming out in the spring. It has been submitted to Hometown Press, and I am awaiting the first draft from their graphic designers. We should be on target to have it delivered mid-April. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Moving forward, we have Mayor's Event Committee. Mayor Wood.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've worked a little bit trying to find somebody down at the VFW for Memorial Day. Still not been able to find a contact down there to find out if they're going to be doing a Memorial Day or not. Gina or Natalie, do you have anything else to the other items that we were working on?
Not at this time, Fred. Thanks.
I'll reach out to the neighbor I have in Valley Brook who is typically part of the Memorial Day ceremonies and see if he has any input on if they've made any decisions for May at this point.
So we're kind of churning at this point. We haven't got anything specific going at the moment.
Okay. Mr. President, if I could, I'm a VFW member. And I just got a big contact list this week for the different VFW groups in the region. Which VFW post? The one in Media?
No, the one I believe it's in Aston called Clark. Because
I belong to the one in Bethel.
It's the one in
Lima. I already do something in Concord and Bethel. If I can help you, I'll try to contact you offline if I can help put you in touch.
Yeah, there's a group, Mr. Cleary, thank you for your offer. There was a group that would come around of about six or eight veterans and do a three gun salute kind of thing for Memorial Day. Sure. And I'm not sure where they came out of.
they're at Lenai.
Bonaventure?
Yeah, out of Lenai, New and I want to say New and Mount, but it's not New and...
That's the VFW I've been trying to call, but I'm getting no answer from anybody there.
Tell me the name, because I got a list in the background I was just about to open up separately. What group?
It's Bonaventure Clark, I think it is. And it's in Lenai Mills. Am I correct there, Larry?
Yeah. It's Lenai Mills or Aston,
I can check and get you any additional contact information. Let me look.
Yeah, that would be great. The only thing I had was the VFW phone number, and in the afternoon they're not answering, so I don't know if there's anybody there or not.
Yeah, it's right at Crozierville and New.
Yeah, if they don't work out, let me check around. But the folks over in Concord and Bethel are already tied up in four events that day, so I don't know that they'll be able to make a fifth, but I'll check with the Bonaventure contact.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think our group came out of the Bonaventure BFW.
Let me look. I may have an answer in a couple minutes.
Okay, that'll be great. We're not going anywhere for a few minutes. Thank you for your input.
Okay, Fred, is that all you have for your committee?
That's all my report.
Okay, moving forward, we have Historical Committee.
Oh, yes. Yesterday, we had a meeting at the borough with Charles and Linda DeSalvo, Ann Cyril, Tony Iaretti, and Natalie. And we had a very productive meeting to discuss the DeSalvo plaque. And as of now, we decided to have a upright with that's two-sided. And it would encompass information about the early stand from the 30s and 40s, the DeSalvos on one side, and the other side would be the beginning of the fire company. Ann or Tony or Natalie, if anybody wants to say anything different.
This is Tony.
Do it.
Yeah, that about sums it up. So I think what we're going to do, at least some of the takeaways, was to review, try to get a hold of the company with the that builds the placards and the stands. So we're going to look at the two-sided pitch roof, like we talked about, and try to get a little more information. We had some background information we were hoping to get about the when the house was built and a few other things. I think I can't remember if Charles was going to go back and try to ask some information for a little bit more background information so that we can try to figure out what the context of the text and pictures will be on that.
Yeah, we were going to collect some more photos. We wanted to get the original photos and then have them restored and use those on the display. We need to research the size of the kiosk, and then we need to do a layout of the display, and then we have to develop a narrative that goes with the display. So that's sort of the order of things. And then the next time we're meeting is March 14th. So we're hoping to have this completed, hopefully, by Memorial Day. That's sort of our goal.
Sue, anything else for historical?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was doing the insurance.
Okay, thank you, Ann. Thank you, Tony. Moving forward, we have up next Planning Zoning Committee. Yeah, Susan?
There was no Planning Commission meeting this this month, or last month, I should say.
Okay, Susan's staying.
It still feels like it's this month because it was just yesterday. It was last month. Sorry.
February, a quick short month. It's okay.
Yeah.
Susan, staying with you for engineering construction inspections.
I mean, I think Rich Jensen, the fact there was no Planning Commission meeting, and Rich said it's not that busy right now. There's no report.
Okay. And how about ordinance code review, Susan?
So as a follow-up to the medical, the location of the medical marijuana, well, let me say that differently. Medical marijuana dispensary and grower processor ordinance. Matt Hoopman did do some research on looking along Baltimore Pike. Is there any location that's not within 1,000 feet of a residence? And there is no location. So we have to talk about that at the work session.
Susan, I have a question. I'm not sure if this is a question for maybe Jerry, but is that 1,000 feet that aren't? I'll pose it this way. That 1,000 feet is not a mandate, is it, Jerry?
No, it's Mr. President. No, it's not a mandate. The only mandate that's actually set forth in the act is a 1,000 feet limitation from a property line of a parochial, public, or daycare center. So within the act, it says if that you can't have a dispensary within 1,000 feet of either a public school, parochial school, or a daycare center, which would ultimately preclude any dispensary at the location of Valley Brook and Smithbridge Road. So what you're left with then would be some discussion, I believe, as to what you want to do along Baltimore Pike. Certainly, you can leave the limitation that it would be along a arterial highway, but the 1,000 feet, you can either eliminate it, reduce it, deal with it in those terms.
I think what I'm going to do is ask Matt if he could look at it if it was a 500-foot distance. How does that sound?
I had that conversation with Matt today. I think he was going to, see what was in the maybe 500-foot range and get back to the ordinance committee.
Right.
All right. That's a good action item. Thank you, Matt.
Okay, Susan, anything else?
Nope, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, public safety environment, no report tonight. Public safety, borough police protection, that we've not been able to meet as of yet because of COVID reasons. I think moving forward, I will contact the members of this committee, see if we can set up a Zoom meeting, just so we're able to get some kind of dialogue started in regards to that. But so that's all I have for that. Moving forward, borough property, parks, open space. Laura, is anything you would like to add here?
Yeah, there's just the update that we did get the playground equipment, and that's been delivered to the general contractor. So that's exciting. So we're moving along there. The second piece is next Wednesday, I'm meeting with Mr. Chad Kinrad. If the weather's permitting, I'll meet him at the park, and he's the coordinator for the Mosquito-Borne Disease Control Program for Delaware County. And he's going to walk the park with me, and we're going to look at standing water possibilities and our water retained basin on the backside of the soccer field. And he's going to talk to me a little bit about some issues to mitigate, West Nile or the West Nile virus? And so we can get after that before we have spring. So I'm working with that. Then also the second piece of that is once we work on the park, he also would like to do some outreach to the communities that have got sewages. So Sue's already coordinating with him and giving with the Village of Valley Brook, St. Thomas, and Burlington Woods treatment plants to make those connections so he can do some outreach to those communities. So hopefully in the next meeting, I'll have a follow-up about that.
What about Madison? They have their own sewage treatment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Madison, too. I have it on there. Yeah, it's on the list.
I just the other passed thing over is- that. As far as open space is concerned, I think it's possible the insurance went up because of the acquisition of the property at the corner of Baltimore Pike and Darlington Road.
That's possible.
Perhaps. It's a good guess. The other thing, too, is one of the things that we're working on right now is we're going to be buying, as part of the parks, improvements and just nice for the community. Is in the next few weeks, we're buying bluebird boxes, and President Baum has been gracious enough to offer to install those bluebird boxes. So we're going to be putting those around the park so the bluebirds can come in and get situated by the end of March. So you're going to be seeing those, and we're going to have 3 to 5 of those, and we're going to put those appropriately in the park. So you'll be seeing those shortly. And that's all for the Parks Committee.
Okay, Laura, thank you. Moving forward, we have up next highways transportation.
We had discussed this at the prior work session, and Larry had touched on it earlier. I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the contract with Higgins for the traffic signal maintenance. It would be a 3-year contract, renewing at $680 annually.
I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second. Second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Sticking with the highways and transportation, I think Matt made some pretty good points. I know we had discussed this at the work session as well, but the issue with PICO asking the local municipalities to take over maintenance of the storm sewers and culverts on state roads. I think we kind of all agreed at the last work session that this could be something that would add pretty significant amounts to our budget if we were to have to clean those. Matt had made some suggestions. What do? Do we reach out to a state rep? Do we reach out to the PSAB? And I guess my question for Matt is that something you'd like me to get started on? Or Larry, is that something you want to do? How do you guys want to kind of address it from that perspective moving forward, so we're not just sitting and waiting?
Well, Dave, if you wanted to follow up with the Association of Boroughs, that might be appropriate since you are a council person. I can start to make the inquiries to state reps and PennDOT to maybe get a meeting scheduled that they could come to the borough and we could air our issues with what's going on.
I think that sounds perfect. I'll reach out to PSAB, and if you want to attack it that way, then at least we're making some progress on that front. And I know Solicitor Montella had suggested a motion to do some more research into case law, come up with some ideas or, I guess, case studies to see how we could approach this from a legal perspective or if any other boroughs have brought legal action. President Baum, I'm not sure if it's okay to request a motion to approve that so that Solicitor Montella can start doing that research. Or is that something you want to wait for?
No, I think we should start that right away, Matt, don't you think?
Yes, yes.
And do we need a motion for that, Jerry? I don't think we do.
You need to authorize the solicitor to look into it.
Okay. Yeah, I you've authorized me to look into it, and I'll start on it as soon as I can.
Okay, do I have a motion to authorize the borough solicitor to look into the borough's responsibility in maintaining underground drainage systems?
I'll make
a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved. Dave, anything else?
Thank you. That's all I got.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward, we have public utilities, trash, recycle.
Yeah, so Mr. Sioko, I was just wanted to coordinate with you. When's a good time? I'd like to at least get email correspondence going back and forth about the fire hydrants and any discussions or thoughts that you have about increasing the fire hydrants in the borough. That's just something that I wanted to talk to you about. I know we've touched on it a little bit, but I'm going to try and make it a point in the next month or two to reach out to you and talk to you about this with the potential of these new developments going on. I just want to make sure that we're talking about it and we have an idea of where you think they should go. So I'll be reaching out to you. Just want to let you know that. You're muted. Okay.
I'm not shy about asking for fire hydrants. Okay. The PAL property will have higher fire hydrants in it. The new one, Rose Hill, has fire hydrants in it. So they all, anything we put in Chester Heights has a fire hydrant.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, Laura, thank you. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay, moving forward, old business. Let me just jump back into the meeting minutes from February 1st. I received a text message from Darlene. Apparently, she's problems with her audio. She has made the revisions, and she will email those revisions out tomorrow morning. So with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the February 1st meeting minutes with revisions included?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Floor is open for discussion.
I mean, I want to see that the edits were made. So if we have the ability to open it up again at the work session, if necessary, I'd like that option.
We can do that. Okay. That's always an option, Susan. We can amend or revise minutes at any time from any meeting.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
The motion is approved. Do we have any other old business tonight?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, are we going to circle back to the insurance that Sue was looking into? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We will.
I looked up to, let's talk about workers' comp. First, before that, I want to say last year, the insurance company sent us the proposal like at the 11th hour again. And because they have to wait for their carrier to create the proposal. So I did email out like 6 or 7 files on Friday. I don't know if you got them because we're having email trouble, but they're real long files. But basically, last year they gave us an option where we can pay for the 30-day coverage and then approve it in April. That's what we did last year. But I did look at the numbers, and workers' comp in 2018, 19, 20, and 21. So let's start. In 2018, workers' comp was $10,191. In 2019, it was $9,966. In 2020, it was $8,839. So workers' comp came down. I think that's determined by claims. And for the general liability, we paid $5,766 in 2018. We paid $7,142 in 2019, $7,046 in 2020, and this year is $6,821. So here's workers' comps come down, and so I guess we, because it expires March 3rd, we have the option to either ask if they'll give us that period where we can pay for the lapse, it's something like $900, or approve it.
So these rates, Sue, have come down in consecutive years, correct? From what you just gave us.
The workers' comp has come down each year, yeah.
Workers' comp, general liability in 2018 was $5,766.
Yes. Okay. And then
Concerning the Strine property, that would not affect the general liability because our insurance does not cover vacant land. I asked that question.
I just don't understand how, if our workman's comp went down, our general liability went down, why did the total go up? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Because of the cyber.
The cyber, what we had it last year too, right?
But last year it was, what, 800, and this year it's?
Yeah, cyber went
up. It's
11,042. I don't know. I guess it is. It's worth a question at least, but.
Well, I think one of the other reasons the general liability is 6,000 is we did have a claim with the traffic light on Valley Brook and Baltimore Pike. And they gave us a check for $5,700. It was to do with the storm.
Okay, well, that's probably it right there.
But didn't you say that it was $7,000 in 2020 and now it's six? It went down.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Susan. Yeah, workman's comp went down. And
but there's an increase of 809 and the cyber coverage increase wasn't that amount, right? Both the general and the workers' comp went down.
Correct.
Cyber coverage didn't go up $809, but we're still showing a total increase. Was that because of the month that you're talking about, Sue? There was something like a $900 gap or lapse. That would answer the question, right?
Yes, Dave. That is correct. You solved it.
Yeah. So if that's the case, then everything looks pretty clean to me. Person.
What did you say, Dave? I missed that.
Sue had mentioned that if there's a lapse in coverage, you can have the option to pay for the month until you get a resolution approved. So if that would be in the range of $900 to $1,000, she said, that would cover the discrepancy there.
I can't speak for the insurance carrier, but that is what happened last year because they gave us the proposal at the last minute.
Yep.
And it expires Wednesday.
So we were comparing 11 months coverage to 12 months coverage. Is that right? Is that right?
I think so.
The 1 month.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It sounds like to me.
Yeah. So all in all, the only increase is still going to be the cyber coverage.
Well, it sounds reasonable overall. I don't understand all the differences, but we should probably just approve it since it's upon us.
I think also, if council will allow, I can work with the carrier tomorrow and get a little more granularity on it. We can go ahead and vote on it and pass it if council will allow, and I will follow up with the Ms. Connie and actually get some answers because I think we all see some differences and it warrants just a few questions.
Yeah.
And they might just say it's increased. Like, we might just be stuck with it, and it is what it is. But at least allow me to follow up. I'd be happy to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, sometimes I just think when things go up, sometimes you just have to ask about it.
Right. And we know it's not going to exceed this, so we can at least ask, and maybe they might reduce it after the discussion, and then we can follow up at the next council meeting.
Right. If you don't question it, it'll just keep going up every year.
That all works.
Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the borough's insurance proposal totaling $15,963 covering general liability, cyber coverage, and workers' compensation?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second? The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is approved. Do we have any other old business tonight?
I have some. I'll be brief because I know it's getting late. I did do some follow-up on the spotted lanternfly of heaven this week. There was a point there, and I've lost it. Sorry. But anyway, I did make some calls this week.
Okay.
I mean, it's the season. The season is upon us is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what it was, Matt. There's some trees along Walnut Hill Boulevard that I don't know what property they're on. So the next time you're out here, can you let me know and I'll show you where they are?
Sure.
Okay. That's what it was. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Moving forward to new business. Do we have any new business tonight?
Yeah, Mr. President, I just want to follow up with Mr. Cleary before we get off the meeting. He was busy on the phone while we were.
Yeah, we're good. At the end, everybody else can leave. I can get you the info. Or if you want to go now, however, I just don't mean to make everybody stay on.
You can send it to Sue at info. Send it to Sue and then she can get it out to me.
I don't know if I ever contact.
It's info at chesterheights.org.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The gentleman that was the point of contact passed away last May is what I found out. That's probably why you're having a hard time getting a hold of him. All right. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cleary. Fred, anything else?
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, do we have any other further new business tonight?
I have a couple of things. First, I'm in contact with a neighbor of mine in Valley Brook who is a member of the Bonaventure Clark VFW. They did have two or three of their leadership members pass away in the last year. It is an older crowd there, but she will look. He is a resident of Chester Heights, and they're going to work on getting at least someone to the park that day. So I will continue to be in touch with my neighbor in Valley Brook, who's a member of that VFW, and we'll get some answers, hopefully by tonight, because she's on it. The other thing I had a question about, Matt, you had commented that the people who are talking about possibly trying to develop the 14 acres next to Laura's property, I guess they're at 103 Valley Brook Road, maybe. I guess my question is about process. I feel like this person keeps approaching the borough in different ways and feels like they're going out of order. Isn't it, you go to the borough, and if we say, yeah, this is worthwhile, keep going, then he would have to go to either zoning or planning. Like, there's a process. And Matt, I think you're like fourth or fifth down on that list. And, you know, we've got a lot of things that we sit here and we say, Matt, look into this. Matt, you need to do this. You know, Matt, can you do this for us? And then we have this person coming in who's jumping out of order and taking up your time. So do we need to put together maybe with, you know, whatever groups, committees are involved in this, a process for applicants and then keep them to that process? You know, you don't want to say to someone and be rude, talk to you right now, but kind of at the same time, you're going out of order and this is what's next. And I know with this particular individual, Sue has said a couple of times, this is how it works. You know, please don't bother our professionals. And I know you're not going to shut anybody down, but there is a little bit of, I think, process that maybe we could work on and communicate with applicants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the borough today has been very accommodating to the property owner. But on this last go round, we pointed him that the process would be to file a sketch plan, pay the application fee, and pay the escrow fee, which would reimburse the township professionals to do any review. So at this point in time, he's got to put money up to continue, you know, the discussions. And maybe that's where getting him to what you're exactly talking about, a specific process to follow.
Right. And to pay you for your time.
Yeah.
Because we do. And he should, too. And anybody who comes to the borough. So thank you for that. Yes. It kind of stuck in my head when you made that comment.
Yes.
I think the property owner was looking for advice, Matt. If that's the right term, with some of his inquiries?
Yeah, his first inquiries were, he did file a sketch a few years ago, and the response was, you could pursue that, but be aware that you have a stream crossing that's going to be very, very, very expensive. And then more recently, he came back and said, can I put townhouses there? Because I need the townhouses to pay for the crossing. Well, I mean, that's his problem. That's not the borough's problem. And he's coming now with a third inquiry. So I think at this point in time, we just directed him to the process whereby he's got to put up an application fee and escrow and produce a plan that the borough can formally react on.
I guess, Matt, if you're having any troubles with any individuals, you know, using up too much of your time, just let me know.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Matt. Okay, do we have any other further new business tonight? Okay, moving forward, we have an additional period for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record.
Greg? I apologize. Just to back up one second, I've been seeing these vehicles, some kind of survey vehicle or something along those lines, and I'm wondering if you, Larry, or anyone else is aware of some kind of sewage project or gas line project or something else that's taking place.
Where have you seen these?
Rolling Heights Lane and up and down Lanai Road. And I'll get a note of the name of the company that's on the vehicle and send it to you. But it's just been I've seen them so frequently that I thought I'd bring it up.
No, I'm not aware of anything.
All right. I'll get the name and shoot it over and see if it rings a bell. Okay. All right. Sorry.
No problem. Greg, you have anything?
Yeah, Greg Chestnut, 317 Willits Way. Two quick things. On the Verizon contract and franchise renewal, I remember previous conversations here at council about Verizon's lack of interest and priority in dealing with low-hanging wires along the roadway. Would that be a good time to bring up that topic in those discussions?
That's a good idea.
And secondly, Mattson Road, the roadway where connection to the bridge is starting to break down a little bit, and it would be good to get onto that before it causes an issue with the bridge. Thank you.
Is Mattson Road our road? It's a state road, isn't it?
No, it's a borough road.
Oh, yeah, it's borough.
The bridge, we don't know who owns.
The bridge is county.
County. Yeah, we've been doing some patching along Mattson there the last few years. I'll take a look at it.
Thank you.
Mattson getting plowed this or getting paved this year, Matt?
It's possible. Yep.
I forget which way it was.
Okay. Debbie Miller, do you have anything further for council?
No, thank you.
Okay. Ron Serkin?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Mary Kay, you have anything for council?
No, thank you.
Okay. Nancy Server?
No, thank you.
Tony?
Thank you.
Ann?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Sam Iannucci?
I'm good.
Okay. Marta?
No, thank you.
Okay. JB Hatch?
Nothing, thank you.
Wow. Nothing. That's all
I
have.
Ask Dave Cleary's off the phone now.
Oh. Does Dave have anything further?
Yeah, the VFW is saying that they're looking to open up the ranks to people that spent their time in missile silos in North Dakota. Nobody's getting the joke.
No.
Yeah, I got contact info. In fact, it's easiest for me, Fred. I'm trying to find the email if I just give you the phone numbers and names after everybody leaves or near the end.
He's on mute.
I can hang in as moderator, and then I'll let you guys stay on. That way you
it'll
can
take like 30 seconds. Yeah, it'll take me longer to find whatever email I'm trying to send it to.
Yeah, I'll stay on.
Laura just doesn't appreciate my humor, though. That's not good.
Yeah, don't get on Laura's bad side.
She has a good side?
Ooh. She does have a good side. I will speak to
Drew, that. I'm done.
Okay, Larry, anyone else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved. Larry, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too.
Hey, Dave, you have to unmute.
All right, Dave, it's just the two of us now. You need to unmute. Well, yeah. I can't hear you.
Hold on. You got to unmute, Dave.
All right.
There you go.
I thought I unmuted. Sorry about that, guys.
There you go.
I'm taking more than 30 seconds. Paul Colucci, Colucci.
Colucci?
Yeah.
Colucci.
Yep. And his phone number is 484-321.
Okay.
5744.
5744. And he is out of Bethel?
No, he's the Lanai.
Bonaventure.
I talked to their quartermaster and he gave me that phone number. I can give you the quartermaster's contact too if you want.
No, I'll see if I can reach this guy. Let's see, what time is it now? I'll see if I can reach him right now.
Yeah, so my contact list had the wrong number for him on it. So I got the right number tonight through one of those phone calls. And they've had a lot of people pass away. So I don't know.
Yeah. And Gina mentioned she talked to somebody and that there were a couple people passed away. They were going to try and put somebody together for us. So I'll get to Mr. Colucci and see what Gina's done too.
I'm involved with the Concord and Bethel, really Chats Ford too. At some point, the communities may have to look at the combined event just because of the bodies to do the color guard. Heck, we have a hard time finding enough people that can march just carrying two flags.
Yeah.
And I can entertain at the next VFW meeting we have locally if there's something that makes sense to kind of fold in things a little effect.
Well, let me speak to Mr. Colucci. Let me have your, would you, let me give you my number. Let's exchange our numbers and we'll try and.
Yeah, there was no chat function. Otherwise, I was looking to put it in the chat function.
We had to disable chat. It got a little chatty.
Yeah. What is it, Fred Wood? Let me.
Yeah, Fred Wood. And my number is 610-220-6039.
Hold on, I'm a little slow. Go ahead. Start over.
610-220-6039.
So I grew up in North Dakota, and I know Laura Lim was working on a missile silos in North Dakota, and she just didn't appreciate. I've talked to her before because she doesn't qualify for the VFW.
okay. She,
North Dakota, although everybody else thinks it's a foreign place, is doesn't.
Yeah, I thought Minot. What is it called? Minot up in North Dakota Minot. Is.
That's where I got my physical before I joined the Navy, up at Minot Air Force Base. But she was out in the missile silo fields. That's the biggest cash crop out of North Dakota is the missiles coming out of the ground. pretty brutal after winter.
After fracking in the
Northwest, they're making a lot of money there. I was joking with her husband, Mike, that, would you meet the missile silo? And they're like, yeah, actually we did. our kids go to school together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's something can help with, and well, I trapped you. I was kidding Trooper Tobin. We did an event at Fire Station 59 in Concord last weekend for the Special Olympics. They usually do the polar plunge, but they are doing this polar pop thing, and they use the ladder truck to dump pails of water on people. And I talked to Trooper Tobin right before the event, and she apologized for not being able to make it. But the weather actually cooperated. It was cold because my nephew out in North Dakota would never let me hear the end of it if it was like a 50 degree day and I was getting water poured on me. And so that was good. But yeah, I grew up in North Dakota too. So when we originally met Laura and Mike through our kids in school, we talked a lot about that. Oh, you need my contact.
I need your, yeah, Dave.
484-886-9389.
Okay. We'll just keep in touch. If you hear anything out and I hear anything, I'll see what Mr. Colucci.
Yeah, I think only thing I'm going to probably hear that I could offer you is if you wanted to roll in to either Concord or Bethel, because we're not going to have extra.
No, you sound like you're booked already.
Yeah, they run four events. It's boom, 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 boom. The numbers have dropped so much. The VFW was World War II, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
And the American Legion, not much better. And so the people to do color guards and to do, and the older folks can't march anymore. So you're kind of active. If you guys got five or six people for a rifle salute, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have five or six people show up here, but I don't think we didn't have anything last year. And I think the year before there was no representatives there either.
No, they usually go, they start at St. Thomas, then they come down to Chester.
Something's going bad here.
And then they go to Lenai Memorial at Mountain New. And they usually had a parade there, but they just do the memorial service now. So they were the three places at the Bonaventure Clark, VFW did. So.
Yeah, I knew they had several.
Yep. So,
all right. Well, we'll keep in touch. Dave, right. Thanks for your efforts.
I missed about the last minute. My thing was locked. I'm going to sign off.
Okay.
Okay, that was you that just called me?
Yeah, because I got locked up. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't got your name in here yet, but I'll take care of that in a minute.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
He's locking up.
Yeah, he is.
All right. See you later.
Thanks, Larry. Right. I'll see you.